Michael Flynn defends Israeli military campaign against psychotic Iranian regime. I'm anti-stupid war, not anti-war. By Joshua Klein on June 15, 2025. War is never a good thing, but sometimes it is a necessary thing, declared Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who described himself as anti-stupid war, not anti-war, as he issued a strong defense of Israel's military campaign against Iran's psychotic and corrupt authoritarian tyrannical regime. He warned that threats to annihilate Israel and America come at a price, while urging regime change and hailing the IDF's historically unparalleled military prowess and precision. In a series of posts on X, Flynn, who is President Donald Trump's first national security advisor, warned that those who threaten to annihilate Israel and America cannot be allowed into the nuclear club, while praising Israeli strikes as justified, inevitable, and strategically necessary, citing moral considerations and urging American leaders to take the moment seriously. Like it or not, this is the reality of what Israel and the world would face if Iran became a nuclear regime, he wrote on Saturday night in response to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who warned that Tehran would have given nuclear weapons to its terror proxies if Israel had not acted. The statement followed the launch of Operation Rising Lion, a targeted Israeli strike on Iranian nuclear and military infrastructure. War is never a good thing, but sometimes it is a necessary thing, Flynn added. Sometimes the only way to keep sinful people from doing great harm to the innocent is by going to war. Citing scripture, Flynn urged President Trump to listen to faith leaders. The world is blessed. This doesn't mean the world is at peace, far from it. The retired three-star general emphasized that Iran's leadership, which has long threatened both Israel and the United States, could not be allowed to possess nuclear arms. The world cannot afford to allow psychotics who call for the annihilation of an entire culture to possess nuclear weapons, he warned in a separate post. Flynn also drew attention to suspicious activity in Tehran, noting that a 747 jet took off from Iran's capital after the closure of national airspace, then immediately went dark, speculating the flight may have carried elite officials and valuables. When a corrupt authoritarian tyrannical regime dies, among the first actions is for those leaders and their families who have gotten rich off the backs and persecution of their own people move to their alternative palaces, duchies, or homes, he wrote. This plane has a good chance of having a lot of Gucci and convertible currency on board, he added. He agreed with billionaire investor Bill Ackman's call for U.S. assistance in destroying Iran's nuclear capability, echoing the argument that Israel's military and air force have sufficiently degraded Iran's defenses and that this is now the lowest risk, highest probability moment to eliminate a grave threat. Ackman emphasized the war does not require boots on the ground and argued that Israel has been fighting on behalf of all of us. Let's help them finish the job. Completely agree with your assessment, Flynn replied, adding that the mission won't take much in terms of armaments, intelligence, and will. Flynn contextualized the moment as the result of years of Iranian provocation. Threatening the annihilation of a nation-state, Israel, is never a good starting point for peace negotiations, he wrote. That said, the Ayatollah has said similar things about America, calling us the Great Satan. They had a chance, and they wanted to test a nuke to demonstrate to the world they were now in that club. There are other irresponsible players in the club as things stand now. Having the psychotic Iranian regime was a bridge too far. Following Israel's targeted elimination of Iranian IRGC and nuclear officials, Flynn concluded with a stark call for political change. We now need to see regime change. A benevolent and strong leader inside Iran must rise up. Though he emphasized, I'm not anti-war, but I'm anti-stupid war, Flynn stated plainly that when a nation's leadership, Iran, calls for the annihilation of another nation, Israel and America, there will eventually be a price paid. He credited Israel with showing great restraint and patience over many years before launching this decisive and very strategic offensive, praising the IDF's execution as military prowess and capability that is historically without par. Flynn's remarks underscore a growing consensus that Iran's regime is not just a regional problem but a global threat, and that Israel's strikes are necessary to avert catastrophe. The matter comes as Israel's decisive actions have not only disrupted Iran's nuclear momentum but also demonstrated extraordinary military effectiveness. achieving full air superiority over Tehran within just 48 hours. The IDF has carried out precision strikes deep into enemy territory, far ahead of projections. With Iran's defenses shattered and its regime destabilized, Operation Rising Lion marks a bold stand against nuclear terror and a potential turning point in the Middle East. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.